Hi everyone, this is your host, Sam, and you're listening to Wiccan Witch of the South. Hi everyone, welcome back. This is episode 9, can you believe it? We're already here at 9 episodes. It's crazy to me. Right out the gate, I want to make an announcement so that everybody is on the same page. I'm also going to make these announcements on my Instagram as well, because that's the only social media that I have right now. But this episode will be the only episode for a couple weeks. Our next episode, episode 10, will be posted on the 19th of December. I'm taking a 2-week break. That break is going to be for recording purposes. We're going to record a big Yule episode on the 12th of December. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't release an episode, and I really wanted to release the episode on the week of Yule. So the next episode after this one will be released on December 19th. It'll be a big episode with everybody from Butterfly Consignment and also Hannah from Pastor's Kid to Pagan, also the Asheville episode. So all of us are going to sit down. We're all going to talk about witchy stuff and their investigation that they did recently. Of the cabin. So we'll talk about all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about Yule, and this is going to be super fun and exciting, and I honestly can't wait to record the episode. I think you guys will enjoy it a lot. If you enjoyed Julie's episode with the Midnight Margaritas, if you enjoyed Carolyn's episode, Carolyn will also be there, then you're going to love this episode. I think it's going to be super fun. Lisa, who actually owns Butterfly Consignment, she will also be joining us. So I'm super duper excited for that episode. I can't wait for you guys to get to hear it. So I'm excited, if you can't tell. So one more thing. This will be the last episode of the year, this Yule episode that I was speaking of. So the next episode will be posted, I believe, on January 2nd. So that will be the last episode for Wiccan Witch of the South of 2021. So I'm super excited. I hope y'all are excited too to hear it. I also have some things coming down the pipeline that I'm super excited about. I'm not sure when they're going to be released or introduced. I've been thinking about doing something more for you guys. I really appreciate all the people who come to me and tell me that they enjoy the podcast and really enjoy listening to me and my friends and, you know, and get something out of it. I really appreciate that. And so I want to do more for you guys. I want to do more things that are reasonable within my schedule, but to be able to provide you guys more content. And so I have been looking into some things, and I'm not going to, like, you know, spoil any surprises or anything, but I hope that when it does get released that you guys enjoy it, and I will make that announcement when it does happen. I'm just kind of looking into some things right now and trying to figure out the logistics behind certain things. So, and you know, and also coming up with ideas for additional content outside of the podcast, if that makes sense. So look forward to that. That'll probably be coming sometime next year. I'm really excited. I can't wait for you guys to see. So with that being said, today's episode is going to be about manifestation and visualization and my personal opinion and belief on it, in addition to how to do visualization and manifestation. So I wanted to do an oracle reading for everyone today. I really enjoy doing these, and so I would love to continue to do these, and occasionally, not every single episode, but whenever I feel led to, just to do a pull. So since we're not going to have another episode until the middle of December, let's do a pull for the month of December for all of us as a collective. I think that'll be super fun. So the deck that I have today is the Angelarium, the Oracle of Emanations. This is a deck that I actually got in Asheville. It's very pretty. And I will post pictures of the cards on the Instagram post when I do the episode release announcement. So if you guys want to see what the card looks like, I'm going to try my best to describe it, but it will be posted on Instagram, which is at underscore Wiccan Witch of the South underscore. So let's get started on that. So what is our message as a collective, all my listeners and me, for the month of December? What message do you have for us? All right, so we have the Angel of the Sky. I'm going to butcher this name. I believe it is Sahaquiel. So it's the Angel of the Sky. So here is his description. The shield bearer and the gatekeeper who stands outside the gateway between the Angelarium and the expanse of existence, a benevolent figure whose compassion knows no bound or equal. Sahaquiel blesses and protects, shielding us for storm and fire alike. The sky forms a ring around the earth many times over. Its movement forms the clouds, obscures the sun, and reminds us that Sahaquiel stands guard. Signs include a shield, a ring, and a blessing hand. So for me, personally, I would interpret this as, even though we have maybe some things coming up in December that are going to stress us out, it's going to be that storm, right? I really do feel like, personally, I'm in the calm before the storm. So if you're like me and you're in the calm before the storm, don't worry about the storm, because we have, you know, the Angel of the Sky watching over us and protecting us. So I think that's really pretty. So I'll post a picture of the artwork for this particular card on Instagram with the announcement post. But with that out of the way, let's get into the meat of the episode. So like I said at the beginning of the episode, we're going to be talking about visualization and manifestation. So for me personally, I use visualization and manifestation within my magic. I find it to be a very ritualistic practice in general. It's not something that I apply in my like day-to-day walking around, but I do apply it in my practice. So to explain that, because I know a lot of people have very different opinions about manifestation and visualization and also the law of attraction. So manifestation and visualization kind of finds its root, at least in the New Age spiritual practice that I found. It finds its root in the law of attraction. And the law of attraction states that, to paraphrase, whatever your thoughts and feelings are, manifests and attracts things to you. So if you're a positive person and you have positive thoughts and positive feelings and you live in such a way that you are positive in your day-to-day movement, you will attract positive things. If you are negative, you will attract negative things. So it's sort of like attracts like. The way that you are attracts what comes to you. So that being said, I have noticed a trend in the spirituality movement across the board, not just in witchcraft, but also in other things as well, that there's an emphasis on your thoughts and your feelings. And almost as if every little negative thought that you have, even if you're trying to be super positive, can manifest negativity towards you. Almost as if you are asking for it, right? I personally don't believe that. And I think this is why I don't believe that every little negative thought that you have is going to attract negativity to you, or that it interrupts or affects your manifestation. So there is something called l'appel du vide, which is basically French for the call of the void. It's intrusive thoughts. In psychology, we talk about the fact that your brain has these things called intrusive thoughts, and l'appel du vide, the call of the void, is just kind of these things that pop up in your head that you are not necessarily consciously thinking of. It's just the most intense choice at the time. So for example, someone I once read gave the example of, they were standing on a cliff and they were playing their Nintendo DS. And then all of a sudden they had this intense desire to throw their DS off the cliff. Well, that is the most intense thing that they could have done at the time. Doesn't mean that they actually wanted to throw their Nintendo DS off the cliff, but they had that intense thought because it was the most intense thing that they could have done at the time. As creatures, we are heavily motivated by intense desires, right? Nothing would get done if we didn't have people have these intense desires to change or do new things. I mean, that's just the human race right there in a nutshell. So to say that your l'appel du vide, your call of the void, your intrusive thoughts is going to affect your manifestation is actually thinking quite low of the universe, in my opinion. To say that the universe cannot differentiate between intrusive thoughts and active manifestation is BS, in my opinion. And so I think that a lot of the times, new witches and people who are new to spirituality, if you're somebody who struggles with intrusive thoughts, manifestation and visualization can make you feel like every little intrusive thought that you have is going to completely wreck your viewpoint. For me personally, I do struggle with intrusive thoughts, and I also struggle with my l'appel du vide, but I don't let that affect my manifestation because, one, I know that the universe is far more knowledgeable and far more aware of things than I am. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I had this intrusive thought about how, you know, I suck or whatever, and so now the universe is going to like attract people that think I suck. Like, no, that's just stupid to me. So the way that I deal with those intrusive thoughts, if you're somebody who also deals with that in terms of manifestation, I always stop myself and go, okay, I am not manifesting this intrusive thought for me. I call that intrusive thought out and I say, this is not me manifesting this. I am not asking for negativity to come into my life. 9 times out of 10, I am very positive. I bring light into my life. I attract things that are light. And I believe that, right? That's the crucial part right there, that you believe it. And so if 9 times out of 10, you're believing that you're bringing positivity into your life, why do you think that one negative thought would just completely unravel all that, right? Does that make sense? So I just wanted to get that out of the way because I do tend to see that people who get into spirituality and who read about the law of attraction think that every thought and feeling, the universe is going to take that and manifest it for you. And that's just not true. Do not believe that lie. Do not believe the people that say, because you were negative one time, that now all of a sudden you're going to have all this negativity in your life. Don't believe that. I think that's ridiculous. So with that out of the way, just wanted to clarify that. I'm going to start talking about somebody who I ended up finding through a friend of mine, and I really loved his work, and I think that he does a good job explaining manifestation in the way that I've always seen manifestation, and I think that it'll help everybody out too. So I'm going to read this quote by Neville Goddard, and I think that this encapsulates manifestation perfectly. Learn how to use your imaginal power lovingly on behalf of others, for man is moving into a world where everything is subject to his imaginal power. And again, that's Neville Goddard who said that. So to paraphrase Mr. Goddard's work, he usually went by Neville, so I'll call him Neville. He believed that the imagination is a very powerful thing. Now, obviously, Neville came from a very Christian and biblical background. So if you go and start reading more about his works, and I encourage you to do so, you will see that he did have a lot of emphasis on the Bible. So obviously, as a Wiccan, that part really doesn't apply to me, but I understand where he was coming from. And this is kind of what I talk about all the time when it comes to knowledge and learning things from different people. Don't always pull knowledge and thoughts and ideas from people that agree with you, because I think that there is value in everything out there. There is value in thoughts and processes, and obviously not everything has value, there are some things out there that are just mean or cruel, right? We're not going to start pulling from from those kinds of people. But there are other belief systems that have a lot of value. And so I think that it's important to go and read about other opinions that you may not necessarily agree with up front, and then sift through and see what you can pull out and what works for you. For him personally, I love his idea of the imagination and manifestation. So that's something that I really pulled from Neville Goddard. But he talks about something called the law. So he had the two things that he sort of would preach, quote unquote, about. And those were the law and the promise. Obviously, the promise is more Christian based, and we're more talking about the law. But the law for him was that you had the power to imagine things and make it a reality for you. So I remember he talked about a woman who, in one of his talks, he talked about a woman who wanted to be married. And so every night she would visualize this wedding ring on her left hand, and she would imagine playing with the wedding ring and it just being there. Like, she was fully believing, again, belief is the important part. She was fully believing that that ring was on her finger. And then eventually, I think he said, like, maybe 3 months later or so, she ends up finding the love of her life, and she ends up getting married. And so that visualization aspect and believing that your imagination has power is something that us witches definitely all believe in. We believe that we have power within us, that we have divinity within us. And so we can act on that divinity and manifest our desires through magic. It's the same thing. So if it's laying in bed at night and imagining that you're on a boat out in the middle of nowhere, and you're on this beautiful cruise, and you can feel like the waves and the sea salt coming from out of the ocean because you want to go on a cruise and you need a vacation, then that is using magic and manifestation to put yourself in that place. You are believing that it is already there. You're believing that it already exists. And that's the thing about manifestation that is the most important. It is believing that you're already to that point. You are already on the boat. You are already feeling the seesaw hit your face from the waves. You're already there. It's the belief that you will receive it. It will happen. That's the important part about manifestation. So I found this article, and I will link it down below. But I liked this idea of the 7 rules of manifestation. So I will kind of go through each one, but I want to read off them first, and then we'll break them down. So 1 is be specific. 2 is remove roadblocks. 3 is ask the universe. 4 is trust the universe. 5 is take inspired action. 6 is prepare to receive. And 7 is practice gratitude. So starting off with 1, be specific. You want to be as specific as you possibly can when it comes to your manifestation. So for me, for example, I've done money manifestations in the past, and that's the example I'll kind of use because this did actually come to fruition for me. So I had a very specific number in mind when I was manifesting that money. I had this specific number, and I said, this is what I want in my bank account after I pay my bills and everything. I want this specific number to be in there. And I said that specifically after I pay my bills. So I get paid, I pay my bills, this is the number that's going to show up in my bank account. Okay. So 2, removing roadblocks. That can be anything from the idea that you don't think that you deserve the money, or maybe the example that they gave in the article was that you believe that just not working for money is immoral. So removing those roadblocks, and that can even be a spell in of itself. There are open road spells that you can do. If that's something that you need to do to help visualize that roadblock from being removed, that is something that you can do. You can have that specific goal. You can remove the roadblocks from that specific goal via magic, via a road opening spell, and then you can move on to the next steps, and that might help you. So number three is ask the universe. So for me personally, with that money manifestation spell, I called upon my specific deity because he works with money. Like, that's something that he's associated with. So I knew asking him, so a deity that I already work with, for monetary help was going to fit in line with what he, you know, is associated with and what he works with. So I asked specifically, deity, can you help me with this money manifestation spell? Number four, trust the universe. You have to trust that it's going to happen. You can't just do the spell and go, well, it's probably not going to work. And, you know, I'm probably not going to end up with that money. Because that's just, that is actually, you know, blocking your manifestation. It's not an intrusive thought. You were actively thinking, yeah, this is not going to happen. This is a bunch of BS. So trusting that it's going to happen, knowing that you have done everything that you can do, and asking the universe for the specific thing, you've removed your roadblocks, trust that it's going to happen. Believe in it. Have faith in it. For number five, take inspired action. Maybe, you know, for a money manifestation, you could, I don't know, save more money that time. Like, maybe with that previous paycheck, you save a little bit more money. You don't go out and maybe eat out as much, or you want these like special shoes, but you're not going to go buy them because you're, you know, saving your money. That's taking an action to help along your manifestation. So magic, like we always say, it's great, and it is petitioning the universe for something in particular, but you have to put in the work. You know, it's not, you're not just sitting out in the middle of the ocean in a boat and going, well, I really hope I get to that island over there. I hope the current carries me, when you have oars right in front of you, right? You have to row the boat. Like, you have to put effort into actualizing your spells. Number six is prepare to receive. So prepare yourself for receiving that. Act as if it has already happened. Act as if you will receive that money, and it's already happened. That money is already in your bank account. It is already there. Even though in that moment it may not be there, it's already happened. Your wish has already come true. It's already granted. The magic has worked. The spell has worked. It's all going to happen. It's all going to come true. That is a huge part of manifestation. And number seven, practice gratitude. Who doesn't want to be grateful for things, right? Who doesn't want to be grateful for all the things that you have been given in life? And even if sometimes it doesn't feel like you've got a whole lot, there's something there. If it's your health, or maybe it's family, or maybe it's friends that are supportive of you, or, you know, maybe it's a dog or a cat, you know, like, that's something to be grateful for. There's always things to be grateful for. And honing in on that gratitude and being thankful is huge to manifestation. I think it rewires your brain, especially if you deal with intrusive thoughts. It rewires your brain to go, okay, I'm going to think positively, right? You're replacing what is a normal reaction of negative with something that is positive. So now let's get into visualization, and then we'll tie both of those pieces together and how they kind of work together, and how you can use it in your magic and also in your day-to-day life if you're the kind of person that likes to manifest as you go about your day-to-day. So visualization is defined as like a form of meditation that deflects distracting thoughts of the everyday and provides a mental map of an inner journey. It's essentially picturing something in your head and visualizing. It's that imagination that Neville Goddard was talking about, right? So why would we visualize, right? Why would we picture something in our head to manifest it? Like, how does that work? So psychologically speaking, visualization actually has a lot of health benefits. It can increase your athletic performance. It can relieve you of anxiety and depression symptoms. It can improve your relaxation. It can have you develop a greater compassion for yourself and others. It can also help with pain relief, improved ability to cope with stress, improved sleep, greater emotional and physical wellness, and also an increased self-confidence. So when you visualize something, you're picturing that thing within your mind's eye, within your third eye. For me personally, the few meditations that I have done in the past, I would sit and I would visualize myself somewhere. So whether that is a field or a forest or a cottage in the woods, whatever is your safe space for you, that's where you can visualize yourself at. So we start there. So say, for example, you wanted to go on a cruise, right? So we'll use the cruise example again. So in your mind's eye, you're going to sit there and you're going to visualize in your mind's eye that you are on a boat, and maybe you have like very specific cruise line that you want to go on. So you want to go on a Disney cruise. You picture yourself on the Disney cruise. You know what the Disney cruise looks like. You've seen pictures of the Disney cruise. This visualization also can manifest itself in vision boards. So like maybe you make a vision board of a Disney cruise. You put all your pictures of your Disney cruise on there and you have it right in front of you. And you see it. If you're not a very imaginative person, if you're not the kind of person that can like picture things in your mind's eye, maybe something physical will help you. Some people are visual people. They have to see something in front of them to be able to, you know, process it. So you have your little vision board, or you just have your mind's eye and you know what the Disney cruise looks like. And so you picture yourself on the Disney cruise as if you're already there. You can feel all the things that are there. You can see Mickey and Minnie running around. You can see all the children, and maybe you have like a nice Mai Tai in your hand. You know, that's visualization. That is actively picturing something, and then that ties into your manifestation because you are also in that visualization, you're also manifesting that for yourself. But visualization can also be used outside of manifestation. It can be used in meditation. It can be used to meet your deities. It can be used to meet spirit guides, so on and so forth. So it's also a meditation tool. So it doesn't have to just be used in manifestation, but it is a very useful tool to use in manifestation. And I think it's just one more thing in your tool belt to be able to pull out and be able to manifest things for yourself. So going back to what I had said about the money in my bank account, when I was doing the spell, I visualized in my mind's eye that number in my bank account. Like I saw it physically. I like had in my mind's eye, I had the, you know, bank, online banking thing pulled up, and I was like, okay, I'm seeing that number and I'm visualizing it. And I did that throughout the whole spell. So going back to what I was saying about incorporating that into your magic, how does this all tie in together? So for me personally, when I was doing the money spell from a step-by-step process, I had the spell in front of me. I had, you know, the pieces of the elements of the spell that I was going to be using to actually manifest that money for myself. And then as I was doing the spell, I was also manifesting, because magic and manifestation kind of go hand in hand. And so I was manifesting, I was visualizing. All three of those elements together helped me receive the money that I wanted to receive, and it really did work. So that's why I use the example of the money manifestation spell, because that was something that actually worked for me. I did see the exact number that I manifested within my bank account when I got paid next and when I paid my bills. So all the things that I had asked for truly did come to fruition. And the reason why I say that it's important to believe that you are going to receive the things that you ask for is because that belief is what really fuels it. I truly believed that I was going to see that exact number, and then that's how it happened for me. So tying all that together, that is how you can use manifestation and visualization within your magic. And I hope that that adds a new tool in your toolbox to be able to manifest your desires and help with your spell work and just give a little bit more oomph to it. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Remember, the next episode that's going to be coming out will be on December 19th. That's going to be the big Yule special. So I hope you guys are excited for that episode as much as I am. If you want to find me on social media, you can find me on Instagram at underscore Wiccan Witch of the South underscore, or you could email me at my business email, WiccanWitchOfTheSouthPod@gmail.com. That is WiccanWitchOfTheSouthPod, P-O-D, @gmail.com. I will also be getting more social media coming soon, but the social media that I currently have, I always list in the description of the episode. As always, I will list any kind of resources that I used, any kind of references in the description so that you guys can go and check out that stuff further. If you want to read more about the manifestation article that I spoke of, I will link that in the description below, as well as Neville Goddard and his references as well. So once again, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Until next time, blessed be.